Glorious days after the resurrection and before the ascension, it might have been interesting to ask the followers of Jesus when they would be ready to see him return to the Father. After all, they had gone through, they'd been taught and formed by him, they witnessed his cruel death, his suffering, the joy of the resurrection, and so the risen Lord has been with them in their company and performing signs, attesting to the resurrection. Very, very joyful time that we've been commemorating in the Easter season. So if you ask them, when would they be ready to see him leave the earth, the risen Lord, how much time would be enough? Another year? 100 years? 1,000 years they'd want him to stay? And they might never be ready to see him ascend to the Father, to leave them. Now, scripture tells us it was 40 days was the time. And when the 40 days were over, it was time. It was time for him to move on, to move on to the next step. And of course, he would send in 10 days, the Holy Spirit would be sent, and the apostles would receive the Holy Spirit and begin to build the church and the growth of the church, his continued presence in the world today, in the presence of the church and in the sacraments especially. And my point is that we all come at times in life to a point where it is time to move on. It's time for the next step. And sometimes it's hard to move on. The old ways sometimes get very comfortable, even if they're not working, even if there's some dysfunction in that, old habits and old ways of acting. So as one of the privileges of a priest over the years, I've had people, they share their spiritual lives, of course, as father. You know, for 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20, I've done it my way, and it didn't work. It's time to do it another way. It's time to do it God's way. And whether it was abuse of alcohol or drugs or just things that weren't right, the person said, I finally just gave it up and handed it over to God, and it was better. And it might be the pursuit of wealth or security through wealth. Someone once said years ago, anything that we need more and more of, it isn't working. Because if it worked, we would need more of it. And there's no magic number. So is it something we're trying to get hold of? We're getting more and more of it, then it's not working. It's time to move on to something else for fulfillment. And in the relationships, it happens. You know, people enter marriage, and they have an idea of marriage, the way it's going to be, and then there's this thing called reality that sets in. And I've had people say it may be 10, 15, 20, 25 years into marriage, I realized I'm not going to change him. Or I'm not going to change her. And there's a big step in a marriage when people realize that any changes that take place are going to be between the person and God. That's where the changes take place. And when people decide, okay, this is who I got. I could have done better, I could have done worse, this is the one I got, and we'll build from here. Well, there's a certain acceptance that's very healthy and move on to the next step, trying to change somebody. Parents, young parents, young adults become parents. They know it's time to move on. The carefree days are over. They're parents now. They do a great job of that. So, you know, late Saturday nights up at the Windjammer and the honky-tonks, that's over. That doesn't fit anymore. You're parents. And then parents rear their children, and they try to teach them in age-appropriate levels how to assume responsibility in their lives. As you know, parents are responsible for their little ones. But as they get to be young adults, your children, then you have to let go of that responsibility. And that's another challenge, another phase, to take it on when you have them, and as they grow up, you begin to let go. You always love them, you're always concerned for them, but there's a point at which, okay, they're adults now, I've done my job, I've done my best. And graduations is a time of year we're celebrating graduations. That's a time to move on to the next good step. Hopefully when most people graduate, they have certain fondness for the school, some good memories, but they're ready. They're ready to move on, it's time. And might be old grudges, resentments, jealousies. How long do we hold on to them? There comes a time to take the next step, to move on. the liturgical life of the church when I think about it. It's always evolving. And it's not 1968 anymore, or the 70s. I get many people affirm us because of our traditional form of the worship. You're here tonight at the traditional Latin Mass. All the studies will tell you there's a generational shift in young people, young adults. Those who stick with the church are very traditional. And it's not like some people are stuck in the 70s and stuck in the 60s. It's time to move on, and it's continually growing. The spiritual life has different practices and stages. And at times we get into a particular stage of the spiritual life and it's going well. That's great. Stay there. Enjoy it. Particular prayers, particular devotions, particular forms of spiritual reading. All that's great. But as Father Benedict Rochelle says, we should always be open to the question in the spiritual life, all forms of life, what is my next good step towards God? And sometimes this prayer changes, prayer forms changes. They become quieter. They become more effective and not so much meditation or so much vocal prayer. You have to be open to that and know when the next good step comes and it's time to move forward. So yes, there are times when we need to move on, as the Lord had one at the Ascension. And it's also hard sometimes to do that. Like I said, sometimes the old ways, familiar because they're familiar, and even if they're not working, they're comfortable because we know them. I'd like to close with an image from the scriptures that's also in the introit of tonight's Mass from the reading, the Acts of the Apostles. As we're told in there, as the Ascension takes place, Jesus ascends to the heaven, the apostles are standing there, and then the scriptures say, suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside them. They said, men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? They were just standing there. It was time for them to move on, to get the next step. They went back to Jerusalem, and they waited for the Holy Spirit in the birthday of the church.